WLBC News Update. I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
Today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate, all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee.
Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Netscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now. 1-800-762-5400.
The Medina Division of Iraq's Republican Guard is now under the control of coalition forces. U.S. soldiers captured the base without opposition. Hundreds of young men in civilian clothes stood on the side of the road waving as U.S. soldiers drove by. Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Peter Pace, says Iraqi forces have two choices.
The only thing that is certain is that those who fight will die, and those who surrender will have a chance to be part of the future of free Iraq.
Another statement attributed to Iraqi President Saddam Hussein. It calls for his defenders to charge at the coalition forces and destroy them. The statement was read by Iraq's information minister. In the statement, Saddam says God will protect Baghdad as a symbol for virtue and faith and jihad. Saddam goes on to say that Iraqis should harm the enemy more by acting against them. British forces say they have found boxes containing hundreds of human remains in a warehouse in southern Iraq. Britain's Press Association quotes a British military official as saying it appears the people had been dead for several years. For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You spend up to one-third of your life in bed, so make it as comfortable as possible. Spend less time tossing and turning and more time sleeping. Guaranteed with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces the pressure points that can make you toss and turn. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. Get a free sample of the Tempur material by calling 1-800-522-5559 and start getting the best rest you can. Call now, 1-800-522-5559.
Three more people have died from SARS in Hong Kong, raising the death toll there to 20. In addition, 39 more people have been stricken with severe acute respiratory syndrome, bringing the number of people hospitalized for the disease in Hong Kong to 800. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Bush has signed an executive order giving health officials the power to quarantine people who have the illness. The White House stresses the move is purely precautionary. The hotel that stood across the street from the World Trade Center is almost ready to reopen about a year and a half after 9/11. Here's correspondent Warren Levinson.
The lobby of the Millennium Hilton still reverberates with the whine of power tools, but the hotel marked a milestone the other day, the removal of the last bit of scaffolding that had sheathed it since shortly after September 11th. The Millennium reopens next month, and doorman Kofi Nyantachi says he can't wait.
It's a sign that no matter what they did to us, we're coming back.
Still, after all those years facing the Trade Center, he admits it's eerie to be looking at 16 empty acres.
There was a lot of energy and things like that. You could feel it. But as I stand here now, I see that it's very slow.
Hilton is spending $31 million to reopen the hotel, which expects to resume serving Financial District clients as well as tourists who come to gaze into the World Trade Center site. Warren Levinson, New York.
Peter Arnett has a new job reporting for the Arabic satellite channel Al Arabiya. NBC fired Arnett after he gave an unauthorized interview to state-run Iraqi television. I'm Richard Stewart, and you've been listening to news on the Information Radio Network.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high, and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears Home Central. Just call 1-800-225-5515 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Sears vinyl-framed windows glide smoothly, tilt in for easy cleaning, and are virtually maintenance-free. The multi-pane glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. And Sears makes getting your custom-fit windows easy and affordable. Today's call 1-800-225-5515 for a free in-home estimate. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for written warranty. Service and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License numbers available on request. So
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's...
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
That's how it goes. Well, welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and special guests in studio. We got Ella and Mitch, and today we're talking to Mitch Garvis, one of our correspondents who just went to beautiful Montana.
Glad to have you with us today, Mitch.
Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you, Willem. Now, I'm going to tell you something. There are several types of vacations you can take. You can take a nice, relaxing vacation. You can take a athletic vacation, like a ski vacation, where you're going to sit in one hotel and you're going to ski the same mountain every day. That's not what I did.
I like to park my dairy here in a hot tub.
You can do that too, I think. Some of those brochures show some really luxury resorts in Montana.
Well, you know, luxury resorts has different connotations in different parts of the world. If you were to go to a luxury resort in Arizona, you'd be paying thousands of dollars a night. You'd be carousing with the hoity-toity and rich and famous. Montana is adventure country. Big sky country it is. And don't expect the 12-star resorts that you would find somewhere down in Arizona or in California. This isn't for the snobs.
This is for the people who just want to go there and have a good time.
No. This is for the people who want to go there, experience life.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the people who want to have the times of their lives. Now, I flew into a town called Kalispell with Delta Airlines, and I had never heard of Kalispell.
This is the western region of Montana.
This is the Glacier National Park region. Now, Montana, I don't know if you realize it, is the fourth largest state in the union.
Did not know that.
It is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, they don't yet have 1 million people living there.
So wide open spaces, lots of sky.
You can find a place to call your own.
You can certainly find a place to call your own. You can also find a place to park your car.
Well, yeah, unlike Montreal, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, I found a place to park my car right outside the studio. I then proceeded to get a parking ticket right away.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had any kind of public security around here in about 6 years. It has to show up on the very day, that Mitch comes to the studio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I would like to thank you, Willem and Steve. I know that you arranged this beautiful blizzard that you have outside so you can bring back the fresh, wonderful snow of Montana in my memories.
Well, actually, this is the time for April showers, and what we tried to do was arrange a frosty reception in case our old webmaster showed up.
We can stutter like the best of them, yes.
Whoa, what are you talking about, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, yeah. Montana.
Babies in Sacramento, yes. Okay, continue, Mitch.
Babies in Sacramento?
Sacramento is not that far away from Montana, and I'm sure if somebody had a baby, there's great child care facilities at some of those resorts in Montana.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So after landing at Kalispell, Linda picked me up, and we went straight to dinner because I got in late.
Uh-huh.
And we went to dinner at the Glacier Village at the base of the big mountain, which...
Now, Linda is who exactly? She's with the tourism...
Linda and Shannon Montoya organized this whole trip and were with us the whole time. They were with the Glacier... they were with Partners Creative, which is the marketing company who took care of this all of the fan tours for Glacier National Park.
Okay, so Partners Creative handles Glacier National Park.
Yes,
and they do it
really well.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, this was a tour. Like I said, there are tours where you go to one place, one hotel. I mean, we covered on the van 1,500 miles in a week.
Yeah, that sounds like me renting a car.
That's, well,
you do it sometimes in a day.
Yeah, well.
Well, don't forget, we stop to do things now and again. We
you got to tell later on Ella about the emu calls, but anyway.
yes, I'll tell. Okay. We, by the way, did visit an emu farm.
Okay, let's emus later. You were picked up by Linda from the airport.
So we dropped our bags off at the Kandahar Lodge in Whitefish, which is the base of the big mountain. Mm-hmm. The big mountain is one of these world-class ski resorts that the Olympians would want to ski, that if you were to go to Montana, you would want to ski this. This is the place to be.
They've seen some of those pictures. It's beautiful.
Well, you can see some of the pictures on my website already. There will be some posted on Travel World Radio's website as well.
Oh, sure. Oh, and great changes coming to Travel World and Cab Radio Network coming up soon.
Really?
Travel
World. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, we will briefly, but just before the break. Travel World Radio Show, of course, we're totally revamping our website. It's going to be looking much better and with much more information than before to go along with the great Cab Radio Network, which we're building with the great Charlie Prophet, our good friend and buddy. And we have some fantastic changes coming up on 99 here, coming on Monday. So stay tuned and pay attention to the great changes that are coming up for you. Back to Montana.
So like they say about the website, visit early and visit often.
Of course.
So we had dinner at the base of the big mountain in Glacier Village.
It helps if you actually talk into the microphone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Radio man and all, you should know that, Mitch.
Yeah.
Well, famous personality.
I'm sorry, Steve. I'll try to do better. I really will.
Go sit in the corner, Mitch, and come back in an hour. Yeah.
Okay, so we had dinner at the Glacier Village, and Montana is cattle country. This is where you want to go for a steak. So I didn't have any chicken that week. I didn't have any fish. I had a steak everywhere I went, and every one of them was better than the last.
You had a steak in Whitefish?
Can you believe it?
Yes. Yeah, well, what? No, that would be Willem, the largest and finest. Ella, you can talk into the mic, too, you know.
Yes. Here, yeah. Would you?
Well,
I just wanted to know if it was the largest and finest cut.
I don't like Ella saying the word cut. Anyway.
Ella's always worried about the cut of my jib. Okay. So from Glacier Village.
We've got 30 seconds before we got to take the break. So listen, you had a steak.
Wonderful.
Excellent steaks. Known for steaks in Montana.
They are known for their steaks in Montana. And I had been in transit for 14 hours. I got into the hotel room afterwards at the Kandahar Lodge. The Kandahar Lodge.
Good man. This is a good time for a break, Mitch.
Yeah, he composed himself. He's just all those happy memories of Montana.
That was my Yoav
moment.
Yeah, well, stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show coming up here after the break on the Cab Radio Network right here on 990 AM. We're coming back following these messages.
Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away, super-duper stomachizer. come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
And now we'll go to Charlie Prophet, who's broadcasting live from the town green.
Good morning, everyone. I want to invite you to come on down to the Southington Town Green here in downtown Southington as we have putting on a Support the Troops rally. Very important to come down and show your support. There's been too much emphasis on the negative and on the anti-war campaigns. This is very important to come on out. It's a non-political rally. Whether you're pro-war or anti-war, we want to see you come down here and support the troops. It's important to let the troops know that we do care for them. And now the Pledge of Allegiance is being said.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The American Legion is here. The Rotary Club is here. Now the Star Spangled Banner is going to be sung. Green for the Support the Troops rally. Come out, you can get a flag, a wave, and bring your whole families. Now we're going to go back to the Travel World Radio program, and we're going to continue broadcasting live here on WNTY.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, Cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying Cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Ella?
Yeah.
Mitch?
Okay.
Well, all right, fellas. Let's go! Back to the Travel World Radio Show. I had to do it. I couldn't resist. Well, that was certainly a very moving thing. I encourage everybody to support their troops at the Southington Green. So go support the troops and go see Charlie Prophet and ask him about the great changes coming on WNTY this Monday. Now, back to Montana with Mitch.
Just before we go back to Montana, is there an Eastside Mario's at Southington?
I don't think there's an Eastside Mario's, but there's a Westside Guido's.
Okay, well, maybe we can go there for lunch instead.
Yeah.
All right. So I was about to tell you about the Kandahar Lodge.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget, I've been on an airplane for 14 hours by this point. Had a few drinks with my steak. I am ready for bed. I have never in my 31, almost 31 years alive, slept on a more comfortable bed than the Kandahar Lodge.
Really?
It was one of these, it was a king-sized bed, but the mattress must have been about a foot and a half thick with a comforter that, the entire experience was to die for. This was a great room. And of all the rooms that we were in Montana, the Kandahar Lodge supplied us with the most comfortable accommodations.
So, luxurious bedding, that kind of thing.
Luxurious, thick. A king would be happy to sleep on a bed like this.
It's good to be the king.
It is good to be the king. Ella, you cannot beat us at our own game.
It's good to be queen, okay?
But she can bait us. Yes. She's really good at that.
Yeah. She's a master baiter.
Thank you. We used to have a guy on this show, Art Moskovic, who made such a typical gaffe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Back on track. We don't need to talk about what you were doing in the room. What was the room like?
The room was, like I said, the two king-size beds that were the most comfortable I've ever slept in my life. And, of course, I did have to experience both of them. So I moved from one
naturally,
to the other.
Naturally, yeah.
Get both of them messy, make the maid earn her pay, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then later on she confronts you on the beach and says, listen, buddy, this is what a garbage can is for. Yeah, okay. Beach is in Glacier Park, yeah.
All right. We got up the next morning and had breakfast, and we all wanted to get out there. So we went to the Big Mountain. And the Big Mountain skiing. I am not an expert skier.
Right.
In fact, I'm a decent skier, but when I get to the top of the mountain, my confidence dies immediately.
Well, so if you don't have to have vertigo to really be, you're way high up. These are incredible places. I've seen the pictures.
And you're looking at a vista that is, you're looking at basically most of the state of Montana and part of Alberta.
Really?
It is spectacular. You're at about 8,000 feet elevation, and you're looking down, and there are your skis, and then there's the cliff, and you're thinking to myself, why did I get on the chairlift?
Well, actually, these particular runs that you went on some more intermediate or beginner runs, and they're scenic because you go down and you've got trees around you and so on.
Exactly. Well, before I did that, I had a lesson arranged for me, and they did this very wonderfully. They took everyone who was going for a lesson,
right,
and they spread them out, and they took us up, and they examined each one of us and our abilities and where they thought we were, and they split us up into groups.
Okay.
So I was in a group with about three other guys, and we went up the bunny trail. Now, the bunny trail, if you have ever skied at Saint-Sever, would be mildly the equivalent of the most expert run at Saint-Sever.
Are you kidding me?
Well, you're in the Rockies. And they always say that really bad Western skiing is 100 times better than really good Eastern skiing.
You got it. Really?
Well, I had this point proven to me time and time again.
Yeah.
So we went up to the top of the bunny trail, and
that's not like the mogul trail, right?
No.
Steve took me on a mogul run, and I didn't know what a mogul was. I thought it was like a little animal, this little trail you go down, you stop and feed the moguls, you know? He never bothered telling me it's essentially a speed bump for skiers.
Yeah, the moguls will eat you.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we got to the top, and after about 10 minutes, I found my ski legs, and I was off, and I was skiing the bunny slope like an expert. And I looked on the bunny slope like the greatest skier who ever lived. And I'm really doing really well. And after lunch, Shannon Montoya from Creative, decided to ski from the top of the mountain together.
Okay.
So we take the chairlift up.
Right.
And if you remember last year when I was at Steamboat, I was doing the blue runs no problem. Well, they forgot to tell me that the blue runs or the classifications of different runs differ from mountain to mountain.
Right, okay.
And I got to the top of this blue run at the peak of the big mountain. And remember that confidence I was talking about?
Long gone.
Well, I forgot it. Yeah. Way at the bottom.
Ooh.
And I'm looking there, and Shannon is I'm literally standing at the drop-off point, and I'm looking down.
I hate it when they call something at the top of a mountain the drop-off point.
Yes.
It's like calling an airport terminal.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Shannon probably stared at me for 5 minutes and was about to push me over the cliff when I finally got up the nerve and we went down. And it took me a little while to get to the bottom, but I did it. didn't want to look like too much of a wuss.
Well, that was a bit, that's a bit of a point of curiosity for me. On a mountain like that, how long, say, you know, moderate and easygoing skiing, how long does it take to get from the top of the bottom of the mountain?
Well, if you stay on your feet,
yeah.
It can, depending on the route you take, you can take a route from...
Average, ballpark.
For a skier like me, it took us about 30 to 40 minutes to get down the mountain.
So that's a real significant run. I mean, it's not like here it's a 5-minute run down, then you wait for half an hour to get up the mountain.
No. And one thing that I should mention.
Right.
At all of these mountains that we were at three mountains. The Big Mountain, Snowball, and my favorite of all of them, Blacktail.
Uh-huh.
No lift lines.
Really?
I did not wait more than a minute to get onto a chairlift anywhere.
That's incredible.
Now, as I'll tell you in a little bit, after getting onto a chairlift at Blacktail, I proceeded to get right off the chairlift at Blacktail. But we'll save that story for another time.
That's the one you went up that you felt it really wasn't up to you.
No. This was just one of those, this is nice and comfortable, splat on your face moments.
Oh, okay.
Just out of the blue, nothing.
All right, okay, because there was one that you mentioned that you didn't feel comfortable with, and it bears mentioning, too, because if you feel confident that you want to try something, but, you know, you kind of chicken out at the last minute, I mean, nothing wrong with that. You'd rather you chicken out and arrive alive.
Well, let me say this last word about Big Mountain.
Sure.
First of all, when we were at the summit, the views were second to none. And when I say that, we're looking out into Canada.
Yeah.
This is, you are looking at 300-mile visibility in any direction.
That's beautiful.
I think we actually saw, like Hudson's Bay.
Yeah.
It was clear, and it was gorgeous, and I, of course, covered by saying, no, I'm not afraid, I'm just taking in the view.
Right.
And there was this guy, Mike, at the top of the mountain, was taking pictures to sell at the bottom. And, no, that's okay. I don't think I could actually hold steady for the camera just yet. I'm just admiring the view.
As he clutched onto his ski pose for dear life.
Mommy. But the runs weren't hard. The fact that I was scared is because I didn't have my confidence. Right. I want to stress that this is not, I mean, you can ski any level.
Yeah.
At the Big Mountain and be comfortable. If you're a beginner, intermediate, double black diamond expert, which we also refer to as potential candidates for the loony bin, as far as I'm concerned, the Big Mountain has runs for you. They've got high-speed quad chair lifts to the top. When I say it took us 40 minutes to get down, it took us about 7 minutes to get up, and that's to an elevation of 8,000 feet.
Wow. So how many minutes to get up the mountain?
Probably seven.
So it's a very fast ride up.
It's a high-speed quad chairlift, and it was very accommodating for a skier who doesn't need the pizzazz, who doesn't want to wait 20 minutes, 30 minutes, like you said, to get up to the top of the mountain. This is the place to go. The Big Mountain
that was
Whitefish, Montana.
The Big Mountain at Whitefish. Now, you went to the other places, which let's, on the minute and a half before we have to cut for the break again, give us a little bit of a preview of what we're going to talk in the next 15 minutes of the other places that you've gone.
Well, like you said, let's talk about skiing before we get on to the other wonderful activities that we did. We skied a mountain a few days later called Snowball.
Sure.
But enough about that.
yeah.
Holy cow. They had a U.S. national team member take me skiing.
Right.
And he said, it's no problem.
Oh, no.
Which is great. But when you're a member of the U.S. national Olympic team, double black diamonds are no problem for you. I, on the other hand, was screaming for dear life.
Calling for his mother.
And for the first time in my life, I got to the top of the mountain. And had to take another chairlift to get further up.
Really?
The run from the first chairlift to the second chairlift was a black diamond run. And there was no way down. But that way. So we finally got to the top of the mountain, and I looked out and said, it's beautiful. Take my picture because I'm getting right back on this chairlift.
Yeah, that's the one you were telling us about.
Yes, better to arrive in one piece.
Know your limitations and know your confidence.
That's for sure. Right. Then we did Blacktail. We will talk about Blacktail after the break.
And you did snowshoeing, and we got to hear about the emu calls.
lots of great things going on in Montana.
Go to this state. This was Glacier National Park in Montana. We'll come back and talk about blacktail skiing.
You bet. And for everybody, go and support the troops in Southington Green. Visit Charlie Prophet and stay tuned to the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun. It's great exercise and it builds confidence.
Oh, honey,
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
With SRN News, I'm Tim Borman in Washington. U.S. military officials say U.S. troops have seized several unspecified objectives around Baghdad. But Major General Gene Renouart says today's incursion into Baghdad is not about capturing large sections of the city. He says coalition forces conducted a daytime raid into Baghdad from the south to prevent reinforcements from entering the city. Saddam Hussein is urging his men to charge at coalition forces and, quote, destroy them. Iraq's information minister read a statement from Saddam on television. Saddam says by concentrating on Baghdad, coalition forces have weakened their capabilities elsewhere. And U.S. forces are going through the offices of the Republican Guards Medina Division now that they've taken over the base southeast of Baghdad. This is SRN News.
24 Korean men and women were recently caught trying to defect from communist North Korea. After brutal interrogation and torture, 20 of them were executed. Their crime? They confessed their faith in Christ. While tensions rise and the threat of another war grows more intense, communist Korea is already waging a war against our brothers and sisters in Christ. They've been beaten, imprisoned, and martyred simply for their faith. If you want to know what's really happening in nations where Christians are being persecuted, you need a free subscription to the Voice of the Martyrs monthly newsletter. You'll learn the truth about countries like North Korea, China, Afghanistan, even Iraq. You'll learn to pray effectively for your persecuted brothers and sisters, and you'll discover practical ways to get involved. So call the Voice of the Martyrs right now and request your free subscription to their award-winning monthly newsletter. Call 888-843-1048. That's 888-843-1048. 888-843-1048.
And now we'll go to Charlie Prophet, broadcasting live from the Southington Green.
Good morning, everyone. I want to encourage you to come on down to the Southington Town Green as we are here with a Support the Troops rally. It is a non-political rally. It's just here. We're here to let the troops know that we support them and that we are thankful for them doing what they do to help ensure freedoms around the world. Come on down. Don't let this weather stop you. There's going to be some nice presentations going on here, some nice music and whatnot. So make sure you head on down to the Southington Town Green. The little area has been blocked off, and there's a nice showing of people. And if you can find time to come on out and make it here, I would encourage you to do that as well. I'm Charlie Prophet. I'm broadcasting live from the Southington Town Green here for the Support the Troops rally. Come on out and show your support for our troops as they defend our freedoms.
Oh, honey, I was so worried.
Yeah, I know, it's okay. The boat's a little beat up, but we're okay, thanks to the Coast Guard.
I am the port in the storm.
The slick is contained.
Roger that.
I am the line in the sand.
Oh, I got you. Hang on.
Okay, take us up.
I am the rescuer in the dark.
Looks like we've got about 80 kilos here, Captain.
That's 80 kilos off the streets.
I am the enforcer of the seas.
I'm in container 38. Everything is secure.
Good work, Garcia.
I'm the defender of the homeland.
In the United States Coast Guard, you are the first line of defense against threats to our American way of life.
To become one of us, call toll-free 1-877-NOW-USCG or visit GoCoastGuard.com.
We are the Shield of Freedom. We are the United States Coast Guard.
The United States Coast Guard and Coast Guard Reserve. The Shield of Freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
Gotta keep the faith. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. With Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, special guest in studio, Mitch Garvis, and Ellis Obel. Keeping the faith for those American troops. Show your support at the Southington Green.
And of course, Mitch, you have to keep the faith when you're at top of the mountain and hope that you get down in one piece.
Huh. Well, there's no problem there at Blacktail.
That was your favorite.
Blacktail was far and away my favorite. First of all, it is...
Funny, it's Dave Watts' favorite, too. Go on.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Tell us about Blacktail.
Blacktail Mountain was the second of the three resort of this three ski areas that we went to, but it is the absolute... It is the newest ski resort in North America. It's only about 5 years old, and it is built uniquely on 1,000 acres of National Park Service land. So they do have to close earlier and open later than everyone else, but it is gorgeous, and there's nothing around you to distract. Good morning, boys.
Please continue, Rich. We're so enthralled with your detailed description of Blacktail, yes.
Blacktail has something that I have never seen before. The first run is free. Why is the first run free? You drive to the top of the mountain. And you park your car. You park your car at the top of the mountain, and the lodge is at the top of the mountain. And you just ski out of the lodge, and you get to the bottom.
Sounds like skiing at the Miron Quarry.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what they should do, they sell lift tickets for, I think, $27 at the top of the mountain. And you get to the bottom and you go up. But what I think they should do, for the people who think that the first run is free, I think they should sell the tickets at the bottom of the mountain for $150. Because there's no other way up.
Right.
You actually, like I said, this is, if you want to drive and go, the minute you get out of your car, you are on skis and you're on your way down the mountain. No lifts, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And this, I had another lesson here with a guy named Wayne, and Wayne was spectacular. Wayne saw my confidence was flailing, and he helped me all the way down, but we were on blue runs all the way. You stop that. We were on...
Ella's making faces at Mitch.
If you want to see some... those weren't actually faces. If you want to see some great pictures from Blacktail, you can go on my website, because I posted some action shots. Wayne skied to the bottom and took pictures of me coming down, and they were spectacular. This was a wonderful, wonderful experience, because the instructor didn't just say, okay, let's go. He took me under his wing, and he guided me down, and he knew how far I thought I could go, and he knew how far he thought I could go.
Right.
And he got me from one to the other.
Well, it's good to have an instructor who's willing to, you know, and has the patience to find where you actually are with a particular skill level and then guide you through the process.
Absolutely. Now, you were talking earlier about the feeding the moguls.
Now, yeah, well, feeding the moguls, tell
well,
me.
Well, we were getting to the top of the second or third run, and he pointed down to the ground and said, you see that little black thing over there? I said, yeah, it must be a rock or something. No, it was called a vole.
A vole.
A vole is a member of the rodent family, and he obviously had not paid for his ticket. What are we? Yes? Yeah? Okay.
Oh, updates.
Anyways, there was this little mouse running around the top of the mountain.
But it's a vole.
It was a vole, and it was a very cute little thing, and you don't expect to see it in thousands of miles of snow-covered terrain. Little.
But you learn a lot of neat things there. The time I went skiing and feeding the moguls, I mean, I found it was a speed bump for skiers. And of course, a mogul makes you take flight. And there I was, you know. I was a projectile, not really a skier.
Yeah, but a mogul's fine if there's one mogul. But yeah. There's not. There's going to be several different moguls. And after you take flight and you land on another mogul.
And his skis are planted in the mogul. Now that
that skis, Platinum than Mogul, served as a springboard.
Willem, you bass!
Never been called a bass before.
All right.
But there's a lot more than just skiing. Glacier Country Regional Tourism has a wide variety of other outdoor activities, something to the whole family can enjoy.
Like I said, I wanted to talk about skiing first because I love the skiing, but everything else was spectacular. On our third day there, we went with Sally Thompson of Glacier Raft Company up into the national park. And we, at the Glacier Raft Company, we rented snowshoes, and some of us rented cross-country skis, but they were the unintelligent among us. And we rented snowshoes, and we went hiking through the national park.
Oh, yeah, you liked your snowshoes.
Huh? I loved my snowshoes. Now, forget about the activity. I could have just been on just walking through this park and enjoyed the scenery and,
right,
and the trees and the wildlife and everything like that. We saw eagles. We saw moose tracks, but we didn't actually see the moose. We were very upset about that. Mm. We had chocolate moose.
Well,
not quite the same.
It was a little like going through the Rockies on Via Rail, and everybody said, look, there's a moose. Oh, he went away. And yeah.
He didn't go away. You went away.
Right.
All right. Well, this was my favorite day because we took a 6-mile hike through Glacier National Park. We packed a picnic. This was, like I said, it's not for the snobbish. This is for people who are rugged and who want to have an active vacation. And we took off from the starting point, and there were no vehicles, there were no snowmobiles, there were no anything but people on snowshoes and moose.
So a nice trail and a very, very quiet
ambiance. Spectacular. And we went along the river,
mm-hmm,
and some beautiful pictures on my website of the river and the waterfalls. And just a beautiful day. If you want to have a nice, relaxing, but active hike, snowshoeing is a great way to do it.
Now, what about lodges and stuff like that there? I get this image in my mind of some sort of this log cabin type of lodge with a fire going and sitting down in your sweater and having a cup of coffee or something.
Well, like I said, the Kandahar Lodge was a log cabin. It's a huge 5-star log cabin, but it's a log cabin.
Wow.
With a gorgeous, gorgeous fireplace in the lobby where you can sit down and have your drink. Also, some of the other places we stayed, the Grouse Mountain Lodge, which is also in Whitefish, on, by the way, a golf course. And this is a four-season resort.
So you can actually go golfing there in the summer. It must be a spectacular course.
It looked beautiful, and I told Shannon that if they organize a golfing tour for the summer, I would love to go back because...
Oh, I wanted to go too. It was just the end of February, and you know we had trips coming up, so I couldn't go. That's why I sent you.
Well, there was no golfing for this trip, but for the next trip, I would love to hit the links out there. As well, Quinn's Hot Springs had
the hot springs. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll get to that in a few minutes, but a lot of the places. So the Come On In, again, another regular hotel, but with these huge, gorgeous fireplaces in the lobby that you could sit around with your drink and really relax after a very active day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what Lolo's Hot Springs and Quinn's Hot Springs had over all of these places was you could sit in the natural sulfuric hot springs and relax. And outside, it's snowing and it's 5 below 0 or 10 below 0. And you're in this water that's 102 degrees out.
Mm.
And it is wonderful. Make sure you have a lot of water to drink because it dehydrates you. But nothing more relaxing after a very busy, active day than sitting in a hot spring.
Must love that.
I did. Montana is very volcanic, and the hot springs are abundant and plentiful and just wonderfully relaxing.
A one-minute wrap-up, Mitch, just before we take the break, and then we'll join webtrip.us.
Oh, Lord, a one-minute break. Ray, let me just say one more thing. Ray took us on a snowmobiling trip through the Skalkaho Pass out of Missoula, and he took us up this mountain where there, again, it was a dedicated snowmobiling pass, and it was the most spectacular views. You every turn, you think you're going to fall off this cliff, but you don't. And he took us up to the top of the mountain where there was this meadow where we were able to go crazy on the snowmobiles, and he gave us two instructions. He said, be careful in your turns so you don't flip it, and don't try to go backwards if you get stuck in the snow because you'll dig yourself in. And, of course, our emu caller did flip his snowmobile, and yours truly dug himself in and thought that he could get himself out by going backwards. But it was a lot of fun. We had a wonderful – we didn't want to stop for lunch. It was so much fun. Montana, active, wonderful, relaxing, skiing, snowshoeing, snowmobiling, winter, summer. Go visit Montana.
Montana's timeless treasure, Glacier Country Regional Tourism, on the net at www.glacier.visitmt.com, 1-800-956-6537, and of course Mitch's pictures of his trip at www.e-mitch.com.
Can I just say thank you to Oni from Hometown Hospitality, who drove us that 1,500 miles. She was the tour guide to go to Hometown Hospitality in Kalispell, Montana.
We got to take a break right now. Join us following the break for webtrip.us.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio Show.
Experience something so unique, so different. A show like no other. Be swept away by the music, the lights, and the amazing artistry of the world's best. It's Chevy Champions on Ice 25th Anniversary Tour. Come celebrate with skating legend Michelle Kwan, Olympic gold medalist Sarah Hughes, America's own Sasha Cohen, and an unprecedented cast of 26 Olympic and world medalists from around the globe. Plus the death-defying moves of amazing on-ice acrobatics, hilarious on-ice antics, and experience 25 years of Olympic magic from the world's best skaters. Come join the celebration Sunday afternoon, April 13th at Hartford Civic Center. Tickets are on sale now at the box office, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone.
And now we'll go to Charlie Prophet, broadcasting live from the Sellington Town Green.
As the first Sister Alley wraps up here on the Sellington Town Green, taps are being played. Thank you if you tried to make your way out here. If not, I'm sure things will be wrapping up here in just a few minutes. This is a Support the Troops rally. We gathered here to let the troops know that we support them. And this is a non-political rally. It's whether you're pro or anti-war. And it was a very nice rally. Nice-sized group of people came out to brave the weather, despite the rain and the coldness of it all. Victoria Triano of the United Way is now wrapping up this prayer, and we're going to return you back to the Travel World Radio Show right here on WNTY.
I turned my flabby abs into a six-pack in 2 days using my no-work, no-sweat, fold-away, super-duper stomachizer.
Come on now, you know that's not how it works. There's no magic formula, and a couple of training sessions won't miraculously make you fit. That's why we at the Training Edge Fitness Center create personal training programs and give you the guidance and support to achieve your long-term fitness goals. See yourself as you can be. Go ahead, make it happen. Change your life at the Training Edge Fitness Center. We give you the edge. Call 747-3599.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is WNTY.
I love this station.
AM 990.
That's my radio station. You leave it alone.
I don't know why we don't go.
1997. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford. Special guest Phil Foran from WebTrip.us on the line, Steve.
Yes, I'm here again with Phil Foran, Vice President of Product Development at WebTrip.us, a new online travel site specializing in short-stay vacations. Welcome back, Phil.
Thanks, Stephen. It's great to be back with Travel World.
Now, since WebTrip.us specializes in weekend getaways, Phil, what can you recommend to our listeners?
Well, I recommend they take a break. Take several breaks throughout the year. It's amazing what you can do for your mental and physical health. Everyone needs to recharge from time to time, even if it's just for a few days. And most people, no matter how hectic their schedules, can arrange to stretch a weekend into a 3 or 4 day getaway. And WebTrip.us has put together dozens of packages precisely for this market, for people pressed for time but who absolutely need a break. Our getaways are perfect for a romantic weekend, a chance for couples to spend some time alone together, or for a group of friends who want to have some fun together. We even have a few getaways that are ideal for families, like our Orlando Disney World package and our Cancun package, which includes kids camp.
What kind of research do people need to do before taking a mini vacation?
Well, really none at all. If they book with WebTrip.us, people wanting to quick getaway really don't have time or the inclination to spend a week-long week doing research on what they should see or where they should stay or eat. That's the beauty of WebTrip.us's short-stay vacation packages. We do all the work for you, so you can make the most of the limited time at your destination. And really, most of our mini-vacations fly people to their destination on Thursday and get them back home by Sunday. In between, we bundle hotel, dining choices, tours and attractions, everything they need to start having a great time the moment they arrive.
What are your best picks for a spring getaway?
Well, Stephen, after a particularly brutal winter which just doesn't want to go away in many parts of the country, there are probably many people who crave a sun destination. With dependability, balmy weather, and naturally WebTrip.us has just the tickets. If you like to cruise, and who doesn't, we've got a two-night cruise to Nassau, Bahamas from Fort Lauderdale, where you spend your first night. And then the cruise ship offers some fine dining, multi-level casino, a disco, duty-free shop, splash pool, and jacuzzi. What a better way to kick back, party, or just soak up the rays. Or for more exotic escape, you can spend 3 nights at a super club in Jamaica, where absolutely everything is included, even your wedding, should you decide to tie the knot. If you can play golf or tennis, go snorkeling or scuba diving, super clubs provides all the equipment along with professional instruction if you need it. The dining and accommodations are first class, the setting picture perfect. The only problem is that you may not want to leave. Or you can head for Cancun, Mexico. Our all-inclusive plus getaway at the Palace Resorts lets you stay at one of 24 all-inclusive Cancun hotels and play and eat at any of the others. You can't possibly run out of things to do. Golf, sail, bicycle, rollerblade, take a pool aerobics class, play beach or water volleyball, take Mexican cooking classes, or even Spanish lessons. Everything is included, even the tips.
What if our listeners want to stay closer to home?
Then they couldn't do better than Las Vegas, one of America's most exciting destinations. The place is open and hopping 24 hours a day, so you never, ever run out of things to do and see. Smack in the middle of the Nevada desert, it's always sunny and warm. Besides the fabulous shows, great food, and awesome architecture, Las Vegas is close to some of America's most spectacular natural man-made wonders. From Vegas, you can visit the Hoover Dam, the Grand Canyon, take a jet boat ride on the Colorado River, and let's not forget the gambling. You just might come back a winner. There are lots of reasons to visit Vegas again and again, and many people do just that. That's why our regular Las Vegas package includes a casino perks book valid for a whole year, so people can use its vouchers on multiple trips to Las Vegas. The Casino Perks book is filled with valuable coupons for free dinners, attractions, and shows. Over $1,200 worth of goodies and all.
Isn't Celine Dion a star attraction in Las Vegas right now?
That's right, Stephen. Celine Dion is back on stage after a two-year absence. Celine's spectacular new show, A New Day, just opened at the Coliseum, a brand-new 4,000-seat theater built at a cost of about $95 million just for the show. Is designed to resemble the Roman Colosseum with no seat in the house more than 120 feet from the stage. Every seat is a good one.
A Cirque du Soleil director is involved in Celine's new show as well.
Yes, Stephen, he's Franco Dragone, a genius responsible for the Cirque du Soleil's acclaimed productions of O and Mystère, which no one should miss when visiting Las Vegas. Under Dragon's direction, Celine's A New Day show is one-of-a-kind production with a cast of 70 dancers, musicians, characters, and artists. It combines long song, performance, art, theatrical innovation, and state-of-the-art technology. The result, of course, is a unique visual and entertainment experience unlike anything you've ever seen.
WebTrip.us has put together a special Celine Dion Las Vegas package, so tell us a bit more about it, Phil.
Be glad to, Stephen. Our Las Vegas getaway with Celine Dion includes 3 nights in Las Vegas with round-trip airfares, luxurious accommodations, and excellent seats at Celine's show. The price is based on the city you fly from, the category of hotel you choose, and your seating selection at the show. But to give you an idea, our Celine packages start as low as $575 per person.
That sounds like quite a deal.
It is, but there's more. WebTrip.us also throws in a Las Vegas discount booklet, a $300 value. These coupons are redeemable at many of the finest dining and entertainment venues and casinos in Las Vegas. But you know, it even gets better. We've got a special bonus for the first 100 people who book a Celine package. Instead of regular Las Vegas discount booklets worth $300, the first 100 customers get the Casino Perks book I mentioned earlier worth $1,200. And you know, when I last checked, there were still a few of these bonus Celine packages left, so people can still take advantage of this valuable offer if they call right away. And this is where I want to mention our toll-free number. It's 1-800-421-8254. Or they can actually book us online at www.webtrip.us.
How long will Celine Dion be playing at the Coliseum?
Well, she'll be playing until March of 2006. Celine has signed on for a 3-year engagement at Caesars Palace. And, of course, WebTrip is offering the same value-packed Las Vegas getaway package with Celine Dion for her entire run. And don't forget, it doesn't matter which weekend you choose. If you're among the first 100 to book a Las Vegas getaway package with WebTrip.us, you will still get our bonus Casino Perks booklet worth $1,200.
Sounds like listeners should be moving fast to take advantage of this.
They should if they want to get this extra special deal. Great tickets to Celine Dion's show, airfare, hotel, plus the $1,200 casino books perk booklet coupon. And I really would urge them to call right away at 1-800-421-8254 or book on our website at www.webtrip.us.
Many people are looking ahead to summer. What short getaways can you recommend for summertime?
Well, for great value, Stephen, you can't beat, really, Canada in the summer. And with the U.S. dollar still at a very high exchange rate, more than the Canadian dollar, Canada is a huge bargain for Americans. Apart from the savings, Canada also has a lot to offer American tourists.
Can you give us a few examples?
Well, if you take Montreal, one of Canada's most exciting and romantic cities, we've put together several weekend packages with or without airfare so people can experience the best the city has to offer. Our Montreal Romance package, for example, puts you up at a deluxe boutique hotel for 3 nights. You get dinner for two at Montreal's best French restaurants, a 3-hour cruise on the St. Lawrence River, a shopping and activities discount booklet, and a voucher for the Montreal Casino. We also have a Montreal Gastronomy package designed especially for gourmets. Then there's the old-world charm of Quebec City, one of the oldest cities on the continent. Once again, we have several Quebec City packages that bundle hotel dining and sightseeing in this historic city. Our romantic castle getaway, for example, puts you up in the famous Chateau Frontenac, a castle hotel dominating old Quebec City. And of course, let's not forget Niagara Falls, always a good choice for a summer visit. And WebTrip .us offers most vacation packages at 3 price points: economy, deluxe, and luxury. So there's something for every pocketbook. All the details for each destination and package are posted on our website at www.webtrip.us.
I guess the best place for people to find out about your latest and greatest weekend getaways is to check your website at www.webtrip.us, right?
Absolutely. And we're designing exciting packages, new ones all the time, so people should check our site on a regular basis. We've just launched an online newsletter to help tell people about our newest getaway packages as soon as they become available, and to provide useful travel information to help them plan their vacations. The newsletter also features special deals, contests, and surprise bonuses for subscribers only. In fact, we're offering a special sign-up bonus right now for people who sign up for our newsletter online and fill out a short questionnaire. They'll automatically receive a certificate for a free two-night stay at their choice of many of the best hotels and resorts in North America. Just click on our newsletter button on our website at webtrip.us.
Well, thanks, Phil. For more information about weekend getaways, call WebTrip at 1-800-421-8254 or go to webtrip.us on the web. For Travel World, I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next week.
WNTY Southington, Bristol, Hartford is Connecticut's newest style of radio, 90.99.